Simin kuf your test halacha vav. Mish in a yachalul is matzah, one who's unable to chew matzah, mutal lishreis of mayim larakva, can soak in water to soften it. Uvachalay tehanim, chalagamim, provided that it's not become entirely disintegrated. Umishu zakan a chayla, one who's a zakan or chayla, and yachal achal shuri of mayim and is unable to eat it even when it's soaked in water. Yachal shars of yayim can soak it in wine. Arbashar mashkam and other beverages. Because shar and matzah latzis ba, when soaking the matzah in order to fulfill his obligation of eating matzah, tshichal mizor, he should be careful. Shalashar to me'es leis, not to soak it for 24 hour period. Kiyaz, because then next Shabbos kamevushal is considered cooked, and yetzim ba cannot fill the matzah obligation with it. Gan tshichal mizor bashar dvarim, one must also take care with regard to other particulars that must be considered when soaking matzah. Shal yafsa din lechem, that shouldn't lose its status as lechem. Halacha zayin, mar. Achar kach net the gezayis mar, afterwards take gezayis mar, v'chein hu nois in the chalechem, and basically give it to your household as well. V'tayv v'charesis, and you dip in the charesis. V'narasa charesim yalav, and you shake the charesis from it. Shalo yisbat the tam mar, that shouldn't take away from the tam of mar. Mavarach al chiyas mar, and make a bracha chiyas mar, v'aychem b'lo yisiba, we do not do hasiba. Kairach. Then we take the bottom matzah. Gan came kazayas, a piece that's also kazayas, a chen kazayas mar, and also kazayas a mar, and it's proper lit taivla. Gan came a charesis, dip the mar in charesis as well. And now all of and shake the charesis off from it. He places the mar between the pieces of matzah. And you say, and we eat it by his seba. Shir kazayis, the shir kazayis kasan v'klalim, we wrote in klalim at the beginning of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch shu kumay chatzi beya is considered like a half a beya. Anu yesh erma, however, there are those that say shu ktsas pachas mishlish beya, that it's equivalent to somewhat less than a third of a beya. Chayin demar b'zman hazeh medrabban, and since demar b'zman hazeh is drabbanan, l'chayin therefore mishish kash ala lecho mar, it's difficult for him to eat mar. Yachal lismech al deya zayis may rely on this opinion, l'achal to eat rak pachas ktsas mishkumay shlish beya, the lesser shear of a third of a beya. V'varachal av make a bracha on it. Mishu Chalasun was a Chalashin Yachalechal Mar, Klau cannot eat Mar at all. Yilos al Kalpanu Ksas should at least chew a bit. Ma'aminim Shiyatzim Behem, from one of the species with which one can fulfill the Mar obligation, or Shar Esav Mar, or another bitter herb. Achiyagish Tam Thurudim Bepiv until he feels a bitter taste in his mouth. Lazecha Ba'alma to have a Zechar. Beloy Bracha, and he does it without a Bracha. Halacha chas shulchan aruch. Achach eichel masuda, then we eat the suda v'yeshlecha kol suda b'haseba. We eat entire suda b'haseba. V'noigin lechal beim, we eat eggs. V'achacham einav b'reishoy. One who is wise will have foresight. Shalomal is chreser, not to fill himself completely. Aman yuchal lechal t'avikayman ki mitzvah, so that he can eat the avikayman as per the mitzvah. Loy l'achila gasa, and not act like he's eating like achila gasa, which is an excessive consumption. We did not eat anything roasted the two nights of the Seder. I feel shalif, even if it's chicken. I feel bashlul, even if it's first cooked. And afterwards, then it was roasted. We did not eat it. We have the custom, not to eat on these nights, shum tibol, any dipped food item, except for the two times that we dip, which is karpas and mar. They should nicker, so that should be apparent, should elohim l'shem mitzvah, that we're dipping those l'shem mitzvah. Tzafon l'achacha, suda after the suda eichel nafi, karm we dafi, karm zeichel, karm pesach, as a commemoration for the karm pesach. She anachal b'sefer suda, which was eaten at the end of the suda, she gmar kol hash tzviya, in order that it should be the culmination of the entire satiation that the meal provides. V'yeshlecha k'shtei k'zesim, it's proper to eat two k'zesim matzah, echel zeichel pesach, v'echer zeichel matzah, she'enechel im ha-pesach. V'akalpanim, l'yifchas m'k'zayis, you should not eat less than one k'zayis. V'echel m'asiba, and we eat it by a seba, v'acher afikayman, after the afikayman, as l'echel shem davar, we do not eat anything. Beirach, benching, acher kach megs and kashlishi, labirkas ha-mazim, it's echel dakik boy, one must check the cup, im hu naki mishura k'ysas, to determine whether it's clean from leftovers, dahina that is, im ein boy shira yayin, and sure that does not contain any leftover wine, shashar by matzah b'shas ha-suda, which one has soaked matzah during the meal. Ki im ein anaki, for if it's not clean, tzach tifa v'adacha, requires rinsing and washing. Amitzah l'hadar t'mizah t'endevar shi yaloi mezuman, to bench with the mezuman, avalo yechol m'bayis l'bayis, but we do not go from house to house, tzach mezuman, to find the mezuman. For every individual is to say berachas hamazon, mamakom she'achal, in the place where he ate. Menagin shaval habayis, mavarach bezimam, it's customary at the head of the house leads the zimam. Shenemar, because it says in Mishlei, v'toiv ayin hu yivroich, one with a good eye, which is a generous person, will be blessed, for he has given of his bread to the poor. And on the night, it is he who we call one with a good eye. She'amar, kol dichlin yesyechu, because he said, kol dichlin, who are hungry, they should come and eat. And after berachas hamazon, we make a bracha on the kais, asher tibasiba, and we drink while reclining. Also lishdais, it's also to drink, between this kais and the fourth kais.